Hello, and welcome to Jackson's Basement.
I don't work in my basement.
I don't have a basement.
I do, but I don't function anything with it. Storage.
This is Through Imperial Eyes.
This is Jackson's Basement.
Jackson's Basement. I'm your host, as always, Brayden Ledbetter. Who are you?
I'm your co-host.
Just say it.
I'm your co-host.
Jackson.
I'm Jackson
Just say it.
I just said it.
Say it again.
You're yelling today. I'm Jackson Delaney. I'm your co-host. You're angry.
No, I'm not really angry. I'm just ready for some Star Wars news already.
Star Wars.
But anyway, we had a little bit of an unhinged episode a couple weeks ago, and then we just dipped for a week.
I think it should be the direction we take the show. I think just this is just how go. We should be, is we should just not really care. Give up on rundowns.
Just give up on rundowns altogether. Just like we'll just make up our own Star Wars news.
Did you see Luke Skywalker did this
thing?
What do
you think Daisy Ridley's up
Who's
to today?
Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. There is a reason. We have an excuse, actually, this time why we didn't have an episode last week. And it truly is because I had the flu. And
was poisoned.
I was poisoned. The attempt on my life. Scarred and deformed. Yeah. I had the flu. It was really bad. I had like a 103 degree fever. I was bedridden, and I was like, man, I got to go to urgent care because this kind of sucks, and I hope I don't die.
Go to hospital.
And then so I went to urgent care, and they're like, they gave me a COVID test, a flu test, and a strep test. You know how much that sucks, having that stuff shoved up your nose?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, it's the worst.
Your sinus is just incredible after that.
Dude, I was smelling colors, let me tell you. And I came back positive for like, the doctor was like,
yes, all of it.
You have the tummy flu. I was like, oh, okay, what's that? Because like, my stomach didn't hurt or anything. Like, I didn't have any stomach problems. But I had the tummy flu and I was in bed for a while and I'm feeling a lot better now. I went back to work today. Everything is A-okay. But before we get into these news, we got a little bit of news going on this week. But what has been going on with you these past couple of weeks?
I finished Heir to the Empire.
How about that?
Yeah, right. I finally did it.
RFB's gonna be proud.
It took me like a week and a half to get through 10 pages. But I did that. It's fine, I guess. I'm gonna continue it. I started Dark Empire, and then I realized that it's like it follows the continuance of like it's immediately after Zahn's trilogy, and then it's in between the Thrawn trilogy and the New Jedi Order. So I was just like, oh, it was like, this is a point that's like in Spoilerville to me. So I'm like, well, great. I can't read Dark Empire right away. I have to finish Zahn's trilogy, but I'm reading Ronin now, which is
How's that? Pretty good, actually.
It's cool. I'm on like chapter 6 of it and I'm enjoying it. I like her kind of direction with it. The first 5 chapters literally is the episode envisions.
Oh, is it just kind of in novel form?
Like, it's just kind of her take on it, but there are things that she's kind of established in the book that have nothing to do with the show. It's more of just kind of like points of her own plot. So it's kind of interesting because in her take of the book, the episode's different. There's like his point of view is a bit different. Like some lines are different. I think it's actually like instead of like the English like dub of it, it's the translation of the Japanese because he says certain things that isn't exactly because
gotcha,
I watched
the
episode before I started it too.
Oh, okay.
And certain things he doesn't say like, unfortunately, I'm not a Jedi. He's like, it's a shame that I am not a Jedi kind of thing.
Oh, that kind of twists the narrative.
Yeah.
A little
see,
bit.
It changes things. There's like a whole. Obviously, it's not like a huge spoiler because I don't know myself, but there's like another character involved that's within the Ronin. Someone speaking to him in his head.
Like his conscience or like an actual other
kind
being?
Kind of, but like the conscious acts as its own being. Almost like it's something tormenting him. I think it's supposed to be like some kind of like spirit or demon or something that he's like plagued with. But this thing, this part, it's a she, whoever it is, talks to him the whole fight. The whole duel, like it kind of eggs him on and, you know, kind of pushes him with it. I also think it's the Kyber crystals. It's the Kyber crystals kind of driving him to madness.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting so far. It's pretty fun. I listened to it with I found like a playlist that's all of Kurosawa's score.
Oh, it's nice.
And I just have that on shuffle while I'm playing.
Isn't it really fun to read while you're listening to like music?
Yes,
like tone setting music. It's the best.
So, yeah, that's pretty much about it. I haven't done much else. I'm trying to get the out of print High Republic book, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Nothing too much else. What about you? How have you been?
Nice. Well, you know, being sick, it has its ups and downs, but it also means that I have a little bit of time for some Star Wars. That's right.
What'd you do?
So I didn't watch anything, but here's the thing. On PC, you can get this PlayStation 2 emulator where you can like, I straight up bought a USB PS2 remote, plugged into my computer, and you can essentially just like download like the disc images for these different PS2 games and kind of emulate them on your computer.
Yeah.
And I ended up downloading Revenge of the Sith for PS2.
That's really funny you say that because I found it at VStock for my PlayStation 2 and I started it last week.
No way. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm fighting Dooku right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I started playing it and I was really late at night when I started. So I only got like the first level, you know, whenever you're like fighting all the droids and like you just landed.
Yeah.
I forgot how much freaking fun that game is.
I know.
It is so much. Like even just like the actions and like. Using the force and like being able to throw your lightsaber. I love how like freeform
it kind of is. Yeah.
It's I found it to be very fun and I can't wait to get into it because I spent most of my time. I actually just beat Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets for PS2, which is like
back. I had that for PC.
Yeah, it's actually the PS2 version is much different than PC.
Oh, I believe that.
But it was such a childhood. Throwback.
Yeah.
I used to spend like I used to rent that from Family Video OG for the OG Midwest people. I used to rent that from Family Video and spend hours trying to beat it before I had to return it. And I never could. And I finally beat it for the first time in my life. I think yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. And I made the mistake of thinking that Knights of the Old Republic was released for PS2. And it wasn't. It was only released for PC and Xbox.
Was it really? I didn't realize it was an Xbox exclusive. Which is weird
because the remaster thing is going to be for PS5 only.
Do you want to get into the Old Republic?
I think we should.
I got into it for a little bit up until the point that I have a lightsaber and I did like...
You're talking MMO, right?
Yeah. It's for because it's free on Steam.
Yeah. It's a pretty big game, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. I got through essentially the introduction section where you're on like the Jedi planet. But then I went to Coruscant and did some of like the base missions there and then just stopped. I didn't really. Yeah. I was kind of boring to do it myself.
Is the file size a big download?
I'll tell you, actually,
because I remember I think I tried to play it one time like years ago and it was like a 15 gigabyte download. I was like, holy crap. Because I remember one time I tried to download
You'd
Lord of the Rings
be
online.
Shocked. What else is what other things are? Well, good Lord. Can you just tell me how big it is? Where's all the
that's what I'm saying. Tell me how big it is.
Stop that. We're live. We're recording.
This is a family friendly show.
It's getting new content soon.
I'm surprised they're still like actively updating
it. Yeah, it's still got a. You know what? When I was there doing stuff, it was totally had tons of players hanging out. Yeah. All right, I can't find this base of it, but we'll find it at a different time.
But I remember like maybe seventh or eighth grade trying to download Lord of the Rings online. On like my mom's crappy laptop. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to play Lord of the Rings online. And it took probably 5 hours to download that stupid game. And it was just laggy and crappy the entire time. Cause I didn't realize like you had to have a good computer to play it. So it was a bad time.
Like this sucks. Yeah. This
anyway,
is bull crap.
I think, gotten the housekeeping over with. I think it's time to get into some Star Wars news. What's our first news story here?
Starting off right off the bat, we've got some news for Star Wars Ahsoka. They cast Ivana Sokno in an undisclosed role.
Excuse me. Nice. Keeping that in.
I have really bad chronic heartburn. And I just had a bowl of cereal. Deadline is reporting that Ivana Sacno has been cast in the limited series set to join Rosario Dawson in the title role. Hayden Christensen and Natasha Lyonne-Bordizzo is as Sabine Wren. Deadline also reports that Sacno is playing a brand new character but wasn't able to confirm with Lucasfilm. Sacno is known for her work in Pacific Rim Uprising, The Spy Who Dumped Me, and the Hulu series High Fidelity. The Ukrainian actress was nominated for Best Actress in the year's Ukrainian Film Academy Awards in 2020's Let It Snow. I think she's going to be some kind of alien.
You think so?
Have you seen her?
I have not seen Pacific Rim Uprising. Those are the only, that's the only movie that she's been in that I've heard of even.
Spy Who Dumped. All of the main stuff. I don't know actually if I've seen any of them now that I'm thinking about it.
So I don't really the vibe she gives off. I know she's Ukrainian.
She just kind of looks like she would be an alien. She kind of looks like she's gonna, like, she has a face of Maz Kanata's species. I don't mean that, like, I don't know. That sounds like it's a mean thing to say, but, like, you know, like some people give off
the alien vibe.
Sometimes totally give off the alien vibe. Like Doug Jones. Like, has Doug Jones ever played a human? No, but like. Yeah, that's just, I think she's going to end up being some kind of species, and whether her character is big or not, I don't really know.
I think it'll be one of those things where, like, Ahsoka and Sabine come across her in, like, a canteen or something.
She
helps them get along on their mission to find Ezra or something.
An episode side character rather than, like, a series.
Or, like, she has info to, you know, find Thrawn. Or maybe she ends up voicing a droid
something. She is, like... she does very much could look like she could hold like an imperial status. She could be someone of that kind of sense of, you know, early first,
like
order
a first
stuff.
Order, like first order officer or something.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't gotten many people who were just like voice cast announced. For any of these kind of shows that are being announced. So I'm wondering if, like, we are getting people announced who are just going to be, like, the voice of a droid or the voice of an alien or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, was it like that with Mandalorian in announcing, like, Taika as
IG-11? Did announce... Because I remember they announced the cast, but they also... Like, they didn't just announce, like, a cast. They announced, here's this person and here's who they're playing.
Oh, I see.
So, and they haven't done that this time around. They're just kind of like, here's the cast and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll be cool to see when she pops up what our theories, which theories will be correct and which ones will be false. But moving on here. SFX Magazine has revealed some new details about the Book of Boba Fett. We're getting close here, folks. We're like 3 weeks away. We're so close. After being the main focus of next month's Empire issue, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, the Book of Boba Fett is also having a spotlight in another magazine, obviously SFX Magazine, which just came out, issue 347, which features a few interesting details about the series, as well as some quotes from some lead performers. Ming-Na Wen has this to say, quote, "In The Book of Boba Fett, there will be a lot of exploration of the dynamics between Boba Fett and Fennec Shand, how they complement each other, and what they get out of that relationship. He's someone she respects, and they definitely have bonded with him saving her. It allowed her to realize that she might be better off not being solo anymore. She sees that her alliance with Boba Fett as a very smart move, and in the sense that she'll have somebody watching her back. And even though it might be an extra baggage to have to align herself with someone else, the reward for her at the moment is greater." And, you know, Boba died, or we thought he did, in the Sarlacc pit. So I think that both of them share those near-death experiences in common, and they both have a vulnerability that they understand. They've got some really cool insight into Fennec Shand and, like, how she kind of sees him, or but how she sees her character, and I think we're going to see a little bit more depth to Fennec Shand in the Book of Boba Fett as well.
I was going to say, I think that this point specifically will be addressed in the show. I think they're going to talk about, like, Fennec and Boba's kind of like, because I think we're obviously seeing Boba in a much more personal level. He's trying to reinvent himself in this more endearing person. And I think Fennec is going to be that person who helps him through that. And they do it together.
For sure.
They end up discovering.
They're definitely going to feed off each other in a really unique way.
They're going to fall in love.
No.
And they're going to be they're going to love each other. It's going to be amazing.
We don't need that.
He's going to do anything for
her. I bet it's going to happen too. It's going to happen too. Kind of moving on here. One of the show's biggest challenges, obviously, is trying to keep some of the decades long mystery about the lead character. Cause that's some of okay, not some people. It's a lot of people's main reason why they like Boba so much is because of how mysterious and he doesn't have this big backstory. And this is kind of Temuera Morrison kind of addressing that. And he says, quote, yes, and that's where we kind of open up too much of the can at times, I think. I did have my reservations, but hey, I trust the people I work with. I was so lucky. I had people like Dave Filoni, who has an ability to connect some of the dots, some of the ancient dots, and to keep that authenticity. I relied on him a lot because I'm not one of those actors that reads every comic book and every Bounty Hunter book. Come on, Tim. Why can't you read every single Boba Fett comic book? Jeez. Anyway.
Should have everything Boba's ever said tattooed on your body.
And then he kind of added addressing, some of the questions that we definitely are going to want answered in this, especially like Sarlacc Pit thing, probably a little bit of the Empire shenanigans that happened there. He says there will definitely be a number of answers, some long-winded answers and some short and sharp answers, some colorful answers, and we're filling a lot of gaps. So I think we're getting flashbacks. I think that kind of seals the deal that he says there's some long-winded answers. I think we're getting a flashback to him escaping the Sarlacc Pit.
I don't know. We didn't talk about it last week. You saw it was confirmed that it's going to be 7 episodes, right?
Yeah.
I think episode 2 is Sarlacc Pit.
Is just that Sarlacc Pit flashback?
That whole episode is going to be what happened to Boba, is what got him to this point.
Yeah, that would be... it would be kind of cool if like it was a storyline episode and then we flashback. A storyline episode and then we flashback.
Kind of what I would think too.
Yeah.
My question is do you think every single episode will be like half an hour long, or do you gonna think they're gonna do like the first one?
I think
one
they're gonna do
like
the kind of like The Mandalorian, how it's like 40 minutes to an hour, give or take, for each episode. I think they're gonna realm.
I think they understood that they went too short with season 1 of The Mandalorian and found a good time frame. But even then, like the Marshall of season 2 is like 56 minutes long.
Yeah.
So I almost wonder if the pilot will be like that.
For season 2 for Mandalorian are pretty inconsistent.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
So I wonder if they're just going to let the story tell itself and not worry about, okay, this has to be 45 minutes.
It has
to be 50 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Maybe one episode will be 35 minutes and one episode will be an hour and 15 minutes. So like,
well, it's very clear that they're just telling these stories, not giving us like full series. You know, we're not getting 5 seasons of Book of Boba Fett. We're just getting the Book of Boba Fett, and however long those episodes are, exactly how they are. And they're doing that with all of these shows. Ahsoka and Kenobi, is that they're just the stories of the show itself.
I think for Kenobi, we're probably going to get hour-long episodes. Like, I think it'll be pretty – every episode will be pretty close to an hour, especially since there's only 6 episodes. And especially the fact that this was also – I mean, this isn't confirmed, but I'm theorizing that this was originally planned out as a trilogy. And that's why we're getting 6-hour-long episodes, because it's 2 hours per movie. That's kind of my theory.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I know they did go through some rewrites, but I think initially, because I remember they were going to do the Kenobi movie, and they were about to announce, I think it was Danny Boyle to direct. This was back in like 2017. And they scrapped it. I think something happened and they ended up scrapping it, and Ewan couldn't talk about it for a long time. That's why whenever they announced the Kenobi series, like initially at D23 2019, he was like, yeah, I've been keeping this secret for like 5 years, because they've been planning on bringing him back, but they didn't know how. And I'm glad they found that. But anyway, Book of Boba Fett. I think the episode lengths are definitely, it's going to be another Mandalorian season two thing where one of them is going to be 35 minutes, one's going to be 45 minutes, one's going to be 55 minutes. I think it's just going to, yeah, however long it takes to tell the story, which I think is cool. Anyway, moving on. Well, cool. What is next?
So the Star Wars High Republic announces that their two new books will be receiving exclusive cover editions. Lucasfilm is now getting ready to launch the third wave of the High Republic, which will be the last piece of Phase One, Light of the Jedi. The first book, which is Fallen Order, which will be Fallen Star by Claudia Gray, is January 4th, 2022. And then that will be through Out of Print. And they have Barnes & Noble and Target exclusives as well, which will have the posters they get is the drawing of all the characters on the sides with starlight burning in the middle.
That's for the Out of Print one, yeah.
No. That's the Barnes & Noble. The one, remember the one where it was like everyone shared it online and not the one where they're standing on the ridge. It's all the character posters. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant the covers.
No. That's the out of print cover. Yeah, that's okay. What you're talking about. I'm talking about the Barnes & Noble and the Target one. You get the poster of the character stuff. It's cool because it's the one that is the titleless one. It's which was a fan-made one, which I thought that was kind of cool that they went with that. And then the other one is going to be Daniel Jose Older's Midnight Horizon, which is coming out February 1st, 2022. And that's getting its own special treatment. It will have a Walmart exclusive cover, which I don't know if I've seen the ones for Midnight Horizon, actually. I'm obsessed with the Fallen Star one. I'm trying to get the out-of-print one for that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one where we read pretty quick. Cause
100%. Yeah, I've been big hype with
Fallen Star. Yeah, dude, Light of the Jedi goes dark. I mean, come on, dude.
No, I'm really excited for Phase 2, The Quest of the Jedi. Like, what could that even mean?
Yeah, dude.
Very exciting. I will be jumping on literally all of these.
I already pre-ordered the Target exclusive for Fallen Star.
I get paid Friday, so that's when I'm going to try and get the out of print. And if I don't, then I'm going to probably pre-order it on Target. And then I'm trying to think. I asked for pretty much all of Phase One for hardbacks for Christmas. And I know I'm getting a couple of them, but any ones I don't get, I'll fill those spaces in.
Cool.
So yeah.
What are you still needing from Phase One?
All of them. I only have Rising Storm because I wanted the Target one specifically. And I found one of the last copies.
Because you've been reading on your iPad. That's right.
And I read all of the, well, most of the YA ones audiobook. I still need to read Race to Crash Point Tower. I still need to read Test of Courage.
Yeah, I think used an Audible credit for Out of the Shadows.
I did as well.
So I believe I'm going to listen to that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty.
I'm going to start going to the gym here in a little bit.
Big strong man.
Yeah, dude. And I also have Tempest Runner I need to listen to still.
Oh, Tempest Runner slaps. I highly recommend Tempest Runner.
I need to. I know, dude.
That's getting a hardcover.
It is.
March next year, we'll be getting a hardcover of that script, which I will very much be getting into. So, yeah, super cool with the High Republic.
Very cool. The beginning of next year. I mean, it's less than a month from Fallen Star, dude.
I'm big hype.
We got a book club coming up here. Anyway, yeah. Moving on. More Essentials Legends Collections fourth wave books have been announced officially, but there have been some sources that have been
every time there's a rumor it's always right. So
three new Essential Legends Collections books have been confirmed. Those are Darth Maul Shadowhunter, Death Troopers, and the final book of the X-Wing trilogy, X-Wing the Krytos Trap. The current release dates The current release date for Wave 4 will be on August 2nd, 2022, and these books are reprints of stories from the Star Wars Legends continuity with new cover art. Obviously, we know that.
When's Wave 3 coming?
I think April.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So we're still a little bit ways away from this.
Big hype for what the Death Troopers one's going to be, because how do you beat what its OG cover is, you know?
I think the Death Troopers cover, it looks like video game art from 2006. Like,
I've had that cover is one of the like things of my childhood memory of like, I always saw it and been like, I don't know what that is. And like, ooh, a Star Wars book. I'm too young to read anything of that heavy size. But then I was like, look how cool that cover looks of that stormtrooper with blood.
It's like when you go to the library, Star Wars has blood. Did you ever go to the library when you were a kid and you just went to look at the Star Wars books just because like you liked Star Wars? And
I always went to the comics.
I always went to the Star Wars and Harry Potter's. And I always saw, or do you remember those? I forgot what they're called, like Jedi Academy or something. And the covers always had like a Hayden Christensen, but rendered to look younger on it. it was always really weird. And like the back of it had like the, you know, Anakin, like getting older, like kind of like the evolution of man thing.
Yeah, it was just Anakin.
I always looked at those for some reason, but I remember seeing one time I saw the Death Trooper book and I was like, this is kind of freaking weird.
And I've heard it's a crazy book. I've never read it, but I've heard it's wild.
I've never heard anything about it. I've heard it's buck wild of a book.
I've heard it's kind of, its middle part is a little dense, but like everyone ultimately agrees that like it's bonkers ultimately. And that's why I'm like,
Well, I was just going to say this. I think with the Essentials Legends, I think it would be really cool if they re-released Darth Plagueis.
They are.
I thought they didn't they? And I thought they didn't announce that yet.
It's in wave three.
Oh, Kenobi. That's right. We already discussed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Why am I thinking that they did not announce that? I thought that was like one of the ones that like,
that was like one of the big ones was that in Kenobi. And then the third Darth Bane book.
What was I talking about that last time? Oh, I was talking about the Death Star book.
Oh yeah, the not Cataclyst one, the old one,
not the Catalyst one. Yeah, I think that would be cool to release as one of the Essential Legends. I think eventually, just every single Legends book is just going to end up being re-released.
I think they should do the first trilogy of the New Jedi Order because they already sell that as a three book. I have that as a three book, box set that's just the first trilogy, even though it's a 19 book series. I think the initial like first story of that is just a trilogy. And you could just make that wave like five or six, you know.
I think like I said, eventually they're gonna end up releasing, like in a couple of years we'll have every Legends book
just reprinted recovered. Yeah, that's cool. I'm down with that.
I don't know what made me think that
Essential Legend.
I could have sworn that was one that we had not talked about yet. Weird. I guess I just had some memory loss from the flu. Anyway, we have another news story. How about that? What is it, Jackson?
Star Wars Hunters got its first gameplay trailer. So the game looks rather impressive for a mobile title with a 4v4 matches that appear to be both playful and competitive. Teamwork seems to be the key, and the casual third-person shooter and unique original character have been created to represent different corners of the Star Wars galaxy. It looks like Overwatch.
Dude, this is just Star Wars Fortnite.
For a mobile game, kind of impressed. Kind of impressed.
I might pick it up on Switch if I feel like it, but looking at this trailer, I suck at these kind of games, so I think I'm gonna pass.
I'll play it on my iPad. I'll give it a shot.
I think I'm gonna end up passing on this game because I'm not a big mobile game style.
I'm not either.
Style gamer, and I'm not one of those. I'm not entertained by just like a first person shooter matches and stuff. Like I just like, that's why I can't do Battlefront. Like a lot of people play Battlefront 2 online, like a lot. And I can't do it. I just can't. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just not entertained by it.
No, I definitely am. I think with this, it's more, I'm just not a mobile player. But I don't know. It looks cute.
If Hunters was coming out on console, you'd be more inclined to play it?
Probably. But even then, if it's
not to say that the Nintendo Switch is not a console, but more consoles.
No, I get what you're saying, but like, I guess even then, probably not as extensive. I would probably definitely give it a shot, but I don't know if I would go even too in with it just because, I don't know, it's not necessarily my style of game.
Yeah, me either.
But it is as well. I don't know. It just has that mobile sense to it. Like, it feels like a mobile game.
I know,
like,
exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm, you know, yeah.
It has the vibe of
I would play it while I'm waiting to get my hair cut, you know, like I'd throw it on real quick. I'm not, if that was on console, I still wouldn't go full throttle with that.
Yeah. Not my cup of tea, but for all those who are very excited,
I'm going to try it. Yeah.
Power to you. Yeah. You have fun with this. Very, very, very cool that they're putting out more, Star Wars mobile games of this level, not just the, you know, the regular, you go and you create a character and you press some buttons and your character
click and
anyway, moving right along here, we have some unfortunate news. We've been so excited about this Black Series Rancor. We thought it was gonna
Jackson's over there crying. I thought it was so funny.
We were so close, but the Star Wars Black Series HasLab Rancor campaign has failed to fund. So the project set a target goal of 9,000 backers, and while things got off to a good start, enthusiasm trailed off and actually nosedived after a live stream event on November 19th that revealed a fully painted behemoth 6-inch scaled figure and its final stretch goals, including the Kenner style carded version with the Salacious B. Crumb plus Kenner style carded brand new Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker. And they also added a brand new Malaki.
They added like the bones Keeper. And like a, yeah, like, man, a backdrop to it, and
added a lot of stuff. And They were trying to entice people by adding all this stuff into it.
Kept giving it more,
yeah, and the campaign failed to reach its target and ended up with just shy of 9,000 backers with a total of 8,454 backers. And they updated the campaign page and to reflect that the project did not fund and will not be going into production. And given the Rancor size and price, it is extremely unlikely that we will ever see a release of this. Pretty unfortunate, because I know a lot of people were genuinely excited about this, including Jackson. He's over there crying.
It's just like, look how they massacred my boy. Look what they did.
Yeah. And I was surprised, especially being so close to the goal.
I know.
Like, well, 500 backers away.
They got like 1,700 backers within like the last 24 hours of it.
Yeah.
It jumped drastically that last night.
I bet if they would have had another like 2 weeks.
100%. And that's kind of what everyone's saying, is that you gave it like one more month, you could have had it, you know, add one more thing. But yeah, dog,
but these things happen, man. These
smushed by the gate of its own weight. Yeah, man.
These crowdfunding campaigns, when they work, they work. And when they don't, it sucks. And this is one of those cases where they didn't and it sucked.
I think this is kind of, I've seen a lot of discourse on Twitter talking about how Hasbro quote unquote deserved this, of they in a sense kind of needed this to teach them a lesson of how they've been handling their toy availability and, you know, the Black Series, and just kind of how it's such a rare trade to have that they have the ability to not make it that. So, to a point, I agree, these things happen, but I also think it's funny that this happened. I just thought.
Yeah. It's just so like, weird to see a company with like as big of a name as Hasbro.
I know. Couldn't get the backers. Like, couldn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
But I also sat there, when it happened, I sat there and thought and been like, wow, could you imagine going to like Target and seeing the $350 giant Rancor set?
That's the thing. This is a complaint I have with Hasbro, is they have a hard time keeping action figures in big box retail stores.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point I was saying, of just like their availability of it all, is that they drop the ball on expecting the consumer response when they very much have the ability to counteract that, you know?
Yeah, it's just kind of frustrating, because
It feels very half-assed.
And they announce all these drops, and you expect that, okay, once this releases, I can probably go to the store and buy this, right? Mm-hmm. You can't. And that's the thing that's kind of a bummer is...
Find it on eBay for triple its price. And when
in the event that they do send out new releases to the big box stores, they send like 8 and they're gone on the day of release and you never see them in the store again. I'm just like, if you're going to release something, then
do you even see any Quills anymore? All I see is Grief Karga.
No, I see Grief and Quill all the time. That's the only ones I see though.
It's the only ones I see.
Like only ones I ever see. And then I think I'm kicking myself because that one time I saw the Bo-Katan at the Target and I was like, I shouldn't spend the money.
Go to GameStop. I go to my GameStop and the last couple times.
Dude, I got Saga Toys. I don't need no GameStop.
Oh, yeah, you got Saga. I go there every time I try to. But GameStop had like an Aura Sing the other day. They have a K2SO there that I'm really close to buying. Mm. Really close to just saying screw it and getting it because he's so cool. But GameStop's got some cool ones. It's just Target, man.
Yeah.
Target's the one that's always got the good ones and they end up bailing it out. No, Saga Toys is the place to go.
That's right.
Represent Saga Toys.
Well, speaking of Black Series figures, what do we have next on our last news story?
You know what? This is a good round off. I know we just kind of dunked on Hasbro, but Hasbro did it again, guys. They revealed today, day of recording this, December 7th. It's my mother's birthday, and Pearl Harbor represent.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Jackson Daleen.
Mrs. Mom.
Mrs. Hasbro, Mom Daleen.
Hasbro revealed today that Star Wars The Black Series Book of Boba Fett figures are going to be coming out. The Bring Home the Bounty campaign continued today with some fantastic news revealed by Hasbro, including the star duo of the Book of Boba Fett, the man himself and Fennec Shand. Now, the Fennec Shand one's been announced for a little while. She's been coming out with this new wave of figures that'll be coming, which include Mayfield, Bib Fortuna.
I think this Fennec Shand though is exclusively Book of Boba Fett Fennec Shand.
Oh,
it's not a Mandalorian Fennec Shand.
What's the
difference? I don't know, but it is exclusively a Book of Boba Fett Fennec Shand.
Interesting. All right. Anyway, so we're getting both. Fennec Shand's just kind of a base character with her and a rifle. Like you needed more, but the Boba Fett's going to be a deluxe figure. I'm going back to my notes. Boba Fett and Fennec Shand are coming to the Black Series line, 6-inch scale. Fennec will be a standalone release, retailing at $22.99, available next spring at the most major retailers. And some collectors are already finding her at Target. Yeah. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about. She's part of this line with it, and the Boba Fett is going to be his new updated look, which we originally saw in the Mandalorian season 2, but this is the Book of Boba Fett version, which there's some minor changes to it. Will be a deluxe figure of $31.49. He'll come with a removable helmet, his jetpack, he gets a pistol and a rifle, which I think is cool. So I'm going to jump on that Boba Fett for sure.
Yeah,
I'm going
to have him. I might have to just because I have the Return of the Jedi Boba Fett.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, I got to get the old Boba now.
And I kind of want like the Fennec too, like to have him with it. And like, yeah, I think it'd be.
They're a dynamic duo because right now I have him next to Jar Jar.
I have mine next to my, I have like a Vader statue that is like 8 inches, so it like kind of gives Vader this actual sense, but he's next to my he's towering next to my Boba Fett. So, but yeah, it'll be very cool.
I'll have a good time not finding them in Target.
The Boba Fett goes for pre-orders tomorrow, but I don't know when it's going to be hitting stores.
Yeah, it's also on the pricier side of the Black Series with the deluxe figure being over $30.
That's what the Return of the Jedi Boba Fett was.
Mine wasn't.
Yours wasn't?
No. I paid retail price. I paid, I think, either $19.99. I think I paid $19.99.
For a box set? For the big box Boba Fett?
No. For the regular Black Series, the one that you have.
Yeah, mine was $30. I bought it for $30 at GameStop.
Dude. GameStop marks up all their Black Series prices. That's why you spent $30 on it. Because mine,
bought my...
I just happened to find mine at Target, and it was $19.99.
See, you know what? I found mine at GameStop and was just like, I can't pass this up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't not. I also, that was also when I found Endor.
I thought Han you meant, Leia. Like, did I find a big box, like, deluxe thing? And no, it's just normal. It's just the normal deluxe Black Series.
The new one that came out this year or last year?
I believe it was this year, 2021.
It came out at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
The new announced version. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I picked up. But anyway, definitely going to be picking up old Boba whenever I can. It'll probably end up at Saga Toys sometime.
I was like, old Boba. I was like, it's a new Boba. And I was like, oh, wait, no, I guess he is an old Boba.
Well, cool. I think that concludes the news and this episode of Through Imperialize. bye. See you. If you'd like to find us on the social medias, as always, you can do that on Instagram at Through Imperialize Pod, Twitter at Imperialize Pod, and of course, YouTube, just search up Through Imperialize Podcast. We haven't really been keeping up with the uploads on YouTube. There's reason for that. It just takes a long time to render these episodes for YouTube. So we might get back into it, but we might just stick to whenever we record the video portion of these podcasts, which whenever we do that with Book Club, we might start doing that with Cantina. And there's some other surprise things we might be doing with YouTube here in the future. We'll get into that at a later date.
But
Jackson, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at QuaxonScalene. It's QUACKSON underscore, or no underscore, and then scaling like the triangle. And then Instagram, my photography Instagram, which is Daleen underscore photography, DALEEN underscore photography. Braden, what about you?
As always, you can find me on the Instagrams at Braden Ledbetter and on Twits at Braidathlon. And then you can always see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing on Letterboxd at B Ledbetter, and see what I'm doing in my video life at VAT19 on YouTube. And if you would like to check out this podcast on all the podcasting networks, that would be very appreciated. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those. Subscribe, rate, review. It really, 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 really helps out the show if you do that. And we might be having, speaking of rating reviews, we might be having a little bit of a giveaway maybe going on here in a little bit. That's to do with reviews. That's all I'm going to say about that. And if you don't want to do this, then you can just turn off
this podcast
and get out of here. So, anyways, until next week, and until we are talking about some more Star Wars news, and we're talking about the Book of Boba Fett here in the next 3 weeks, that would be cool.
So excited.
May the Force be with you.